Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. In 2011, 30 million pounds of antibiotics were given to animals raised on factory farms. That same year, humans used less than 8 million pounds of antibiotics, which means that most antibiotics are now being given to farm animals. I don't think that that's new information for most of you. Farmers have used and abused this practice for years, since regularly giving antibiotics to animals prevents illness in farms in which thousands of animals are confined in close quarters, and because they promote rapid growth, allowing the animals to be sold and slaughtered sooner. Now, there are a few things about which healthcare professionals agree, and I think we should pay attention when they do, and this is one of them. This is a bad practice. It leads to a lot of issues, including the increased risk of transmitting antibiotic-resistant bacteria from farm animals to humans. Farmers insist that their practices are safe and don't pose a threat to public health, and almost universally, healthcare professionals say that this is not the case. A new report from Denmark highlights some of the dangers of this practice and maybe should tell us that we need to put an end to it once and for all. This report documents a couple of cases in which MRSA, an antibiotic-resistant staph infection that often results in death, particularly in hospitals, was transmitted from farm animals to people. Now, the significance of this, there are only a couple of people involved, but the incidence of MRSA is really low in Denmark, and when it's diagnosed, it's required that public health authorities be notified. Two women operating small farms, these weren't even factory farms, were diagnosed with a new strain of MRSA infection that was previously reported in cattle only. Follow-up investigation showed that animals on both farms were carrying the new strain of MRSA and that it was circulating among the animals before jumping to people. And this isn't the only study that is documented that bacteria can jump species. A study last year showed that a common strain of MRSA that originated in humans was transferred to livestock. This strain developed resistance to two common antibiotics, and then it jumped back to humans. So definitely, there is evidence that bacteria jump species and that these bacteria mutate in the process of doing that before and after. So where are the USDA and the FDA on this issue? These are the groups that would be involved in doing something about it. Well, the FDA issues guidelines for the safe use of antibiotics for both people and animals, but the guidelines are generally ignored. And efforts to get the FDA to enforce its own policies for farm animals have basically failed. As for the USDA, we have I've talked about this for a very long time. The agency just doesn't take stands on behalf of public health if doing so involves taking a stand against its constituents, the farmers. So this leaves members of the public to figure this stuff out, and we have significant numbers who are still unwittingly choosing to eat conventionally grown animal foods at the risk of developing antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections because they just don't know any better. And I forgive those people. I'm going to try and reach them some way or another to let them know that this is an issue, and I know some of you are engaged in that effort too. But what I get aggravated about when I really reflect on this is the people who absolutely know that this is going on and still walk into a restaurant and order a steak or a piece of chicken that comes from a conventionally grown farm, a conventional livestock facility, knowing that that there are issues associated with eating this kind of stuff that range from increased risk of disease, including antibiotic-resistant infection, irreparable damage to the environment, and indescribable suffering for animals. I'm kind of out of patience with the people who know better. So what are they thinking when they do these things, when they eat these foods, that it's someone else's problem to solve or that they'll somehow escape the consequences of their actions? I mean, we just really have to collectively wake up and start acting responsibly. So when I'm around, I have no desire to eat this stuff ever again, but if I were to decide at some point in time that I was going to consume animal foods, I would make certain that I wasn't financially supporting the bad practices that lead to deaths from MRSA in a hospital and some of the other horrific things that come from the perpetuating of these livestock and confinement facilities. So anyway, that's my lecture for today. That's all for today. Have a great one, and I will be back with you tomorrow.